Good day, North Pole. This is Elf Stacy, and today is November 20th. We're experiencing some warming, with temperatures hovering at about negative 16 degrees Celsius today. If you look up toward the constellation Leo, you should see the annual Leonids meteor shower. Today is the last day they can be seen, so don't miss out. Traffic is steady on all highways except on I-12 South. Looks like a dog sled team has become unhitched and the dogs are frolicking in the snow. Their owner is currently trying to round them up, so please go slowly and watch out for Alaskan Huskies. Our listener email today comes from Chef Elf Brandy, who has some tips for cooking turkey. She says, "Hello, Elf Stacy. As you know, American elves will be celebrating Thanksgiving in a few days, and many elves like turkey for Christmas dinner. I wanted to give them some helpful tips for cooking turkey. Number 1. Make sure your turkey is properly thawed. Place the frozen turkey in your refrigerator up to 6 days before cooking. 8 to 12 pound turkeys take 2 to 3 days, but any bird over 20 pounds will take at least 6 days to thaw. 2. Be sure to remember the neck and giblets from inside the turkey. 3. Preheat the oven to 475 degrees Fahrenheit. 4. Separate the skin from the breast and lightly brush with melted butter. Sprinkle in some rosemary and thyme. 5. Lightly salt and pepper the outside of the turkey. 6. Don't put stuffing inside the turkey. It's best to cook it on its own. 7. Place turkey in a covered roasting pan and cook at 475 for 20 minutes to seal in the juices. 8. Reduce heat to 250 degrees Fahrenheit and cook for 20 minutes per pound more. For example, if you had a 20-pound turkey, you would cook it at 250 for 6 hours and 40 minutes. 9. Use a meat thermometer to make sure that the meat is cooked to 170 degrees Fahrenheit. And 10. Let turkey rest on a carving board for 20 minutes to redistribute the juices and allow you to make gravy from the drippings. Thanks, Elf Brandy. My mouth is watering just thinking about that yummy turkey dinner. Now it's time to continue Lucrece Beale's Santa and the Pigwidgeon. Chapter 13, The Pigwidgeon. The pygmies stared at Patrick Tweedleknees. "Who are you? What are you doing here?" they demanded. The elf glared back, but he had never been so scared. He could not imagine how he had found the courage to face the fierce pygmies. He saw the reindeer flying overhead. They rose and dipped, round and round, like horses on a merry-go-round.
"You said you were going to have reindeer meat for supper," growled Tweedleknees.
"And why not?" demanded the pygmies.
"You ought to be ashamed," exploded the elf.
The pygmies burst into laughter.
"Very well, we'll have elf meat instead."
They pounced on Tweedleknees. He twisted and writhed and bit and clawed and wormed out of their hands. He snatched up a sword and threatened the pygmies.
"You are a wild one," a pygmy said admiringly. "We'll take you to our king."
"And who is your king?" asked someone.
It was Claus. Unseen, he had come into their midst.
"The Pigwidgeon," said the pygmy, "the most powerful creature on earth."
Claus' knees shook. He wondered how he could conquer creatures who die and then come back to life. He tried to speak, but before he could find his voice, Patrick Tweedleknees said grandly,
"Claus is more powerful than your old king."
"Oh-ho," shouted the pygmies, "we shall see." They seized Claus and Tweedleknees and carried them off to the castle. "We will eat while we wait for the king," they announced. Tweedleknees wondered if they meant to have him for dinner, but the pygmies bent over a tiny pot of stew. They filled their bowls and ate greedily. The pot was so small, Claus could not understand how it could feed so many. He leaned over the pot. To his surprise, he saw it was as full as it had been at the start. The pygmies had seconds and thirds and fourths, and all the time the pot stayed full.
"Does the pot ever empty?" asked Claus.
"Never," boasted a pygmy. "If you are so powerful, surely you have such a pot, too."
Claus shook his head, and Tweedleknees exclaimed,
"He could have if he wanted, but it so happens he does not care for stew."
"What, then, does the great Claus like?" asked the pygmies with interest. Claus turned on Tweedleknees.
"Say no more," he begged, for he knew not what awful boast the elf might make.
But Tweedleknees would not be quiet.
"He likes roast pig," he blurted.
"And he can eat more than you or your old Pigwidgeon can any time of day." At that moment the castle door slammed, and the pigwidgeon himself entered the hall.
That's the end of today's chapter. Tune in next week for Chapter 14, The Eating Contest. This ElfCast has been brought to you by Santa's Letter Office. Don't forget to place your requests for a letter from Santa Claus by December 12th at writtenbysanta.webs.com. Have a good day, North Pole!